time to talk Sabres hockey on WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, Rob Ray with Schoep and the Bulldog. Rob Ray's appearance on WGR is brought to you by Jim's Steakout, because hockey fans eat hoagies. By Firth Jewelers, for all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. And by Steve Foley Law. Settle for more today. Settle for more with Steve Foley. Call 249-2222.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. Good news, sunny. Bad news, freezing. Paul last night from Raleigh complaining about the temperatures there.
Right.
Rob Ray, that isn't beneath Rob necessarily to do, but apparently he has a painting class, and hopefully that's indoors. What is this now, Rob?
What is happening, Rob?
Next door to the hotel, there's a place called Lulu's. So I went in there this morning just checking things out as my coffee, and this old lady was painting. So I watching, we got talking, and she said, why don't you come back this afternoon and I'll give you a few little pointers on painting. So I'm like, I'm all in, I got nothing. So me and Lulu spent an hour and a half together just showing me little techniques on painting if I ever want to change my occupation.
We are not talking about like house painting, interior.
No.
We're talking about painting like with an easel and like watercolors or oil.
Based
paints. Okay. All right. Yeah. Wow.
What did you learn?
Just the different strokes, you know, to turn the brush when you're going in the corner so you can keep the stroke going and, you know, it doesn't look like you stopped and then started it up again. It's all fluent strokes.
That's good.
You know, it was all the turning of the brushes, making the corners, making the straight lines, how you keep your arm going straight up and down, you know, instead of, you know, kind of letting the arm go naturally pull out to the side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're not brushing like you're writing. You want to keep your arm straight.
Yeah, if you were making that straight line, yeah. Use it straight up and down. You know, use your body. It goes straight up and down from your body instead of trying to bend your arm. Keep your arm straight and go up.
Now, was this a business or was this a studio and this woman was just working in there and you wandered
she's
in?
She's got a studio that these painting cells, they're whatever they are.
Yeah.
Did you get the sense, Rob, that she like just does this a lot? People come in and...
I think she was lonely. She had a little dog there and...
Yeah, I'd love to teach anybody.
I was more than willing
anybody.
To sit and talk to her.
Nice.
Is this something you have ever considered pursuing as a hobby before today?
No, but I did stop and think that this isn't going to last forever, and I've got to find something else at some point.
This could be it. This could be the beginning of something. Did you have a camera crew?
No. No.
We're not going to be able to watch this later?
That would have been a good one.
Yes. Did you end up doing anything other than learning how to make some? You didn't like create anything
that you would want to bring home and show your kids. Just had the different brush lines and strokes and that on the paper.
Right. Okay. How long?
Watering down some of the paints, you know, toning them down a little bit and showing how you can make different colors out of one color.
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, has this lit a fuse of interest in this? Is this something you think you'll pursue when you come back home?
I think I needed more lessons though.
Well, sure. Yeah, no.
I'd have
I mean,
to
of course.
I can get a few more lessons.
Well, yeah, you could get. Yeah, I'm not expecting you to like rent out a space in a loft downtown, just based off of this. But you could take classes here and learn to do this.
Yeah. I've found in my life anything I've tried, I've been okay at it. Not everything's great, but I've done just about pretty good at it. But I don't know.
Okay,
it's too early.
I think I'm not quite to the age yet to. I don't have the patience. So because when she was showing me one thing, I was like, okay, what's the next one?
Yeah.
What's the next? I got to slow the pace down.
Right. You need to really perfect each one before you move
on
to the next.
I just need to slow down.
Yeah.
Can Lulu skate? Maybe there's a return.
Maybe Lulu skated at one point in her life, but I don't think Lulu is going to skate too much right now. No.
We're past that?
Wow. I have a friend of mine, AJ Fries is his name. He's a pretty well-known painter in the area, and he listens to the show often when he's in his studio working, and I really, really hope he heard all this just now.
I hope it inspires him.
Inspires him. Okay. Rob and Lulu. Interesting. I love it.
Yep.
Good for you, Rob.
Just trying to explore things, guys.
What did you do last night down there?
Sculpting. We went to Spring Roll, and it was awful, and then I had to go home and come back and go to bed.
He went to a paper mache class.
I've started this little diet I'm trying to be on, and I'm walking down this little area, and there's every restaurant you can imagine, and I'm like, okay, there's got to be one that's good for you. No, there's every one, and I'm like, find this little joint. I'm like, okay. It's the only one that showed a vegetable in the window. So I went in and tried it.
Good sign.
Disappointing.
Uh-huh.
The challenge, well, one challenge is you're hungry an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
When you eat like
that's
that.
That's why I had to go right to bed.
So
right to bed, that's
so you
right.
But you didn't give in? You didn't just go get a huge plate of barbecue with a side of slaw?
No, but you know what? Right outside our hotel here, there's a barbecue place just down like a few hundred yards over. It's all you smell.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting outside with Cole, and I'm like, we're getting fatter standing here just sniffing this. So good. But they always have barbecue at the rink here, so you look forward to getting there.
Okay, and there goes that. There goes the big plan.
So much for the diet, yeah.
Well, as long as you don't put too much sauce, I think if you just eat the meat, you'll be fine, right?
I think, like,
I'm not sure about that, Rob.
I am not able or willing to include myself in this because I don't travel anymore with sports, but it's still hard because there are still always these opportunities. There's still always these places and opportunities and parties and, you know, to say no to all of that, I just have not even come close to being able to do that. And on the road, holy cow, I used to talk to Jim Kelly about this, the writer, how, like, on the road, you're always just moving fast and you got to eat fast and there's pop everywhere or there's beer everywhere.
Right.
And, I mean, you got to be really solid to not, especially now. I mean, maybe it's different than when Jim was on the beat. I mean, now with all the money, the hotels you stay at, holy cow, you've got to be really disciplined.
And I am.
Okay.
No, it is. That's one reason why I quit drinking, because I've seen these guys on the road. And I'm like, I looked at RJ and Harry, and I go, oh, I don't want to be like that. So it was good motivation for me, but
it is
hard, because everywhere you go, it's something different. Like here, you're just sitting with the barbecue. Oh, you're in Carolina, you got to go. And, you know, the next place, so they're known for this, you got to go eat there for that. And it's just,
yeah,
before you know it. And you know what will happen? You get on the plane tonight, it'll be 11 o'clock at night, and there'll be unbelievable food sitting there, and that's all you smell as soon as you get on. And you got to try to battle that till you get home.
And you don't pay for any of this.
And you break in and you go, oh, I'll just have a little nibble of this.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just try this.
You don't pay for any of it either. So
no, that's the beauty of it.
Well, that's the hard part of the challenge.
But it may be some. I may have something here. I might be able to go back at them and maybe sue them because they put all that food in front of me. They made me what I am. That I could have a little recourse.
I'll ask my wife.
Wow, good luck with that. All right.
If you have a case.
Rob Ray is on the Western Hotline with us from Raleigh, the Sabres, and Carolina Hurricanes. We'll play tonight at 7:30. We'll get the pregame show rolling at about 6:30. So Skinner is back. And Rob, like we've done this dance lots of times. Guys making their first return back to a place, but in this case, it's as an 18-year-old, he makes this team, and now at the age of 26, 27, they decide they just don't want him. He's an excellent player, but he's the guy that the GM and coach feel like they need to change their culture. Like, is there a little more here than the typical first game back for a guy that got traded away?
No, I would say it's probably a little less, because sometimes there's always a story or something behind it, and really in this case it came down to business. And it was more the, hey, we're not going to end up signing this guy for what he's going to be able to get. In Jeff's side, it was, I'm not going to get what I deserve if I stay here, because okay, who the heck am I going to play with? So kind of on both sides they looked at it, and so it's not as if anything, there was really bad blood when they left. Talking to anybody here, Jeff was very well liked within the group of guys and around the room, and so it's not a matter of him coming back or them saying, hey, let's put it to him, or him going the other way and saying, that they treated me awful here, then I'm going to... No, I think this guy has got a feeling now that he enjoyed what his time is here. It was over. It's a business thing. In most cases, that's what it is. And, let's move on. But you see him, he's pretty fired up. He's pacing around the lobby of the hotel here now, and it's like, dude, relax a little bit. But, yeah, it's just another one. It would be different if you were, you know, chased out or, you know, something bad happened that you had to leave. But when you come back and it was more of a mutual thing, it makes it a little easier. It makes it probably a little more enjoyable for Fort Sites, because sometimes you get guys come back in your building and you're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Are we going to show them? Are we going to cover this up? We're just going to avoid it and it'll go away, or you're going to celebrate it. So I would imagine it's celebrated coming back here.
Let me ask you this. So when they traded for him in August, like, they'd already won the lottery and drafted Dahlin, and there was all the hope and expectation that came with that. They were also coming from 31st place, and they had traded O'Reilly, who was a good player. Like, who knew, right? I mean, the expectations for this team would still have been pretty modest, and that's true after the Skinner trade. For me, Dahlin was huge for, okay, I can see this working again. I can open myself up to thinking about that, to believing that. Skinner made this year seem more interesting. Like, maybe this year, not the playoffs probably, but maybe, like, this is a great idea with the player he is and with what Eichel needs and can do for other guys. Go back to that time, if you would, Rob, and talk us through, like, how you felt before they got him, about what this season might be, and then after.
Well, I think that you're right. You go back to when Dahlin is drafted, and everybody's excited. I've seen more excitement around this town when Dahlin was drafted than when Eichel was drafted, actually. But everybody started, I think when Eichel was drafted, it was like, okay, we've got a stud. Okay, great. Well, who's going to play with him? Because we never had anything to play with him up to that point. All of a sudden, when Dahlin comes in, everybody's like, okay, we got two now. We got two bona fide, great, possible superstar players in our organization. This is something different. And then when you sit back and, okay, Dahlin's a defense, you got Eichel as a forward, well, who's still, you don't have anybody to play with Jack. So I don't think that enthusiasm hit the all-time pinnacle until you made the deal with Skinner. And then Skinner steps in, and I think everybody realized that, okay, now you have a guy that can maybe bring Jack to the peak that he can be at, because he had nearly hit that playing with the guys that he had around him to this point. And when they step in and then Skinner and him all of a sudden have chemistry and they can make things happen, then, you know, not only the people outside, but the guys in the room, they get excited. Because I would say in cases in the past, just with even Jack Eichel, there'd be guys put on his line and they'd be like, oh my God, I don't want to go on that line. Only because you don't want to be the guy that can't make it happen. And then it'd be like, okay, throw him aside, try somebody else. It would kind of look bad at you. Now they'd be fighting to get on, because you want to try to find those two guys, and that's what you have in this. Now guys would be fighting to get on that line because they do have chemistry, and you're going to be, you know, you're just going to go along for the ride, whoever's on that other side, if you could just keep up with them. So I think, with, like I said, with Eichel, excitement. As soon as Eichel and Dahlin together, super excitement, but adding this kid to the mix, it kind of put it over the top.
Can I just quickly tack on here, like, Eichel, for all his greatness and all the excitement, he wasn't McDavid. Like, we did lose that lottery, you know, and I'm not taking away from him, but just to try to explain the difference and the reaction to the two things, the two players, like, there was still a little bit, even if, like, sarcastic or whatever, there was still a little bit of, well, he's great, but, and with Dahlin, you know, you saw them, they were the gold card or whatever they were, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
you had to win that. Anyway, I'm not sure that that mattered. It certainly didn't to everybody, but it might be a little bit to explain.
I think it's true. It's a psychological thing, you know, and I think when you lose so often, I'm talking in the draft lottery, and then when you do win, it's like, yeah, you know, this one, that player might not have been as good as the guy you took second before, but still, that's our golden child.
Well, right. I mean, that 14-15 season in that draft, like, everything was poured into that lottery. Like, that's all the year was about. Last year, they were terrible and were tracking towards having a chance at you know, really the best odds in the lottery, but it wasn't the objective. And so I don't think there was as much hope poured into it. It was much more guarded, and because he'd already lost two of these lotteries in the last 4 years. So you kind of knew, like, okay, well, my odds aren't great, my chances aren't great, and then you go ahead and you get it, and it's just sort of like, I don't know, it's not quite found money, because you did have the best odds, but it still felt more like a surprise, whereas 2015, it was just, well, we're getting one of these guys, and it's just different. You won is really the point, and that's what Mike just said. How about this, Rob? You mentioned, like, you know, who's going to be the other guy there. That looks like it's going to be Tage Thompson, and I'm curious for your thoughts on that. I'm excited to see what that looks like.
I like it, too, and interested as well. You know, everybody's going, oh, Tage is the kind of guy that wants to carry the puck up the ice. Well, Tage carries the puck up the ice because of who he's playing with. That's the only way you're going to get it up the ice. So he's not going to have to do that now. Now Tage is going to have his game simplified a little bit that, hey, I'll get these guys the puck. I'm going to get up the ice, and he's a terrific skater that he's going to be able to keep up with them and get to those areas. And he's got nice hands in tight, or, you know, he's got a good ability to get a quick shot off now. If Jack's coming out around the high of the circle or something, he's going to look to make that cross-ice pass or something. You know, that Tage, you know, is somebody that can get that shot off and be effective with it. So, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for the kid because he just, to me, seems to get better and better all the time. And I think that he just kind of shows you something a little bit each night that, okay, I can be, you know, you might be something a little more special than what we thought even at the beginning for Tage Thompson. And, you know, I think that if you can get that kid some confidence playing with, you know, Jack and Jeff, then perfect, because that's what you want to get him. And, you know, whether it works out or not, it doesn't matter. Put the kid in there and see. You're in an experimental mode now anyways. Why not try whomever with them until, you know, you find out what's going on? It's not going to make that big of a difference who you have on that wing, because the other two guys are going to cover up for it anyways if it's bad.
Yeah, it's to me, it's definitely worth trying. Couple of things that really intrigue me about it, obviously, like the shot. The kid is an elite shooter. So the speed with which he can get the puck off his stick once it gets to him, and the speed with which Eichel can find him and make plays that people aren't expecting, like that combination, really, I mean, you can hear my voice. I got that. That's enticing to me. Like that could really pay off.
And he's a big kid that's starting to understand and on how to use his body and along the walls and down low. And he's coming up with a lot of loose pucks that way, and he's getting a lot of pucks out into play because of that. So, you know, it may help them. It takes a little bit off those guys having to be in there and battling for the puck all the time. He can maybe do a little bit more of that work and take the pressure off them a little bit.
All right, Rob. Well, you've done a great job here again for us. And this painting, it could be the beginning of something wonderful. And I hope it is.
Could.
I hope it is. Now that you know a couple of key skills.
Right. You know what? I think when you find and you start looking into a lot of things that you think are very difficult, it's very simple sometimes. And you might not be like, you're scared of it, so you actually try it. And then when you come and you find, oh, man, that's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, boom.
We have that sign that you sit across from at 716. Maybe next time we're there, it's not for a while, we'll have you, it's Chicago, we'll have you draw the Blackhawks logo on the board.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. All right. Have a nice game, Rob. Thanks,
guys,
as always.
Take care, right?
Mm-hmm. Safe travels. Yep.
Yeah.
Stay warm.
Don't eat too much.
Oh, I'm going there right now, and I'm looking at the bone right now, and he's got a smile on his face. He can't wait to get there either.
All right.
That would be Paul, by the way, just for everyone.
Yep. Bone.
All right, Rob.
All right, gentlemen. Love you. Take care.
Safe travels. All right. We'll hear from Paul much later on, about 2 hours from now. We get going on the pregame show. Rob's appearance here on WGR brought to you by Jim's Stakeout, because hockey fans eat hoagies, by Firth Jewelers, for all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth, by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women, and by Steve Foley Law. Settle for more today. Settle for more with Steve Foley. Call 249-2222.